Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. This week on the Ins and Outs of Money, we continue our discussion about student loans, what to think about before you take them, and ideas about how to pay them back once you have them. Those of us who chose to pay for higher education, we have to also choose to be responsible for the debt we might have agreed to take on. That money has to be paid back one way or another. So what can we do?
Well, Jason, we can plan.
So I feel like I have a good understanding of what my options are.
We say this every week, it seems, but planning is the cornerstone to a financially literate life. Budget for your debt ahead of time so that it's not a surprise to your wallet when it comes time to pay those loans back.
Student loans are easy to get and they're easy to build up because really sometimes it's our only way of going.
Right. I mean, I've come from a super working class family. My mom is a lifelong waitress. My dad is a truck driver. I have five brothers. You know, grew up in trailer parks and stuff. I'm the first person in my family to go to college. There was no other way for me to do it. I was working two jobs while I was in school, getting a double major. There's literally no other way to do it.
Yeah.
I just regret that, you know, still hanging out. I finished in 2008. It's 4 years later. I still have a great deal of that debt.
Figuring out how much money you owe and to whom. You can see how your student loan repayment plan will work with your monthly budget. And you can also set aside money for savings, for retirement, 401k, etc. This helps you explore options like debt consolidation too. And don't be afraid to call the people to whom you owe money. As we've said before, not talking to them is often far worse than simply telling them you're having issues making payments.
Paying off debt is like dieting. The only sure way to do it right is to reduce. So even if you get that amazing job right out of school, continue to live like a student for a while. Don't overdose on ramen or anything, but do use your financial literacy skills to get to paying off loans right out of the gate before life's other little obstacles start making it harder to get rid of it faster.
I borrowed more probably than I needed to and didn't work as hard at other things as I should have. But it kept me surviving for an indefinite period until I could get a professional job.
Stay away from other consumer debt, like credit cards.
Maybe get a second job to pay that debt off faster.
Pay your high-interest loans first if you can. That interest builds up fast.
Look for programs that help you get rid of your debt faster. Income-based repayment, for example, helps those who have student loan debt by getting them more manageable payments that are based on income rather than just on rate.
Or if you're a teacher, government worker, or you work at a 501c3 nonprofit, you may qualify for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, which forgives some or all of your remaining direct loans if you pay them on time for 10 years and are employed at a qualifying workplace the whole time. You can find out more about that very helpful program at studentaid.ed.gov.
If you're not a teacher or a government or nonprofit worker, ask your private employer if they have any programs to help. Again, it never ever hurts to ask.
I just happened through a friend to meet a really sweet employer, and they've been really kind to me, overly generous.
Start thinking about all of this while you're still in school. If you can, get school done faster. Maybe by taking advanced placement classes in high school, or at least being smarter about your class planning.
Look for scholarships, or even think about choosing schools that provide better financial aid. The Project on Student Debt has lots of data by state and school to help you decide. Check out projectonstudentdebt.org for more info.
Again, you have to repay these loans. You can't get rid of them through bankruptcy. If you're having trouble, call your creditors. In worst case scenarios, they can work out plans with you. Just not feeling like paying them back can result in wage and tax refund garnishing, for example.
Getting a college degree most often means you'll make more money once school is over. As the saying goes, you get what you pay for.
Right. And in this case, if you don't understand what it is you're getting into, you might pay a lot more. Be smart about it and use your financial literacy skills and the smarts you get by going to school to use your student loans as wisely as possible. I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project.
And I'm Ashley Hall of United Way.
The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.